Thanksgiving is always one of my very favorite holidays, and it's really a holy day. And it has in it what I think is so important in religion, in that it is about gratitude, it's about values, and it's about sharing. And it calls us to question ourselves about what is important to us in our lives, about what we can do to make a difference in the world, to feed people physically and spiritually, and to ask ourselves what kind of nourishment we get and create for our own lives. There's a religious view, and I share it with the Orthodox of all faiths. I believe that I was at the first Thanksgiving. It is part of my story as a human being and part of my story as an American. All Americans have the tradition of that first Thanksgiving, whether you are an Anglo-American, a Hispanic-American, an Asian-American, an African-American, or a Native American. We were all at that banquet. In the same way that Jews are told that they were on the Exodus, not simply inheriting a tradition, but experiencing a tradition, receiving the law at Sinai. In the same way that Christians are confronted with personal witness to Good Friday and Easter, not simply as hand-me-downs, but as part of our stories and our histories. At its best, what religion does, what history does for all of us, is to give us a place in an historic journey. To give us stories from before we were born to a future beyond our deaths, and put us in the context of an historic journey and struggle. A way of being, identifying ourselves, and learning in life. We all have multiple stories, and one of my stories is the story of me as an American, and you as Americans. We adopt our histories. When I talk about our Civil War, it is our Civil War. It's part of my history. The terrible institution of slavery is part of my story. This isn't an issue of guilt and self-flagellation, but a question of who we are and the stories that we assume. And the Thanksgiving story is so important to us as Americans. When I was a child, I learned the story, and it was sweet and it was romantic, about two peoples, two religions, coming together and spending 3 days celebrating and eating turkey and pumpkin pie and, the untold story, lobster. Lobster was a junk food at that point, and people really didn't respect it very much. But it was a great party and a great celebration. Later on, as I learned more, I learned about the betrayal of Thanksgiving and how those 3 days were somehow lost. And how the children and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren of those pilgrims, those people who had come to this new land seeking freedom, trying to escape the internecine wars of Europe and the terrible religious intolerance and persecution, how they came here and, irony-free, practiced the intolerance, recreated the intolerance that they had tried so hard to escape. It is a reminder of our human frailty. It is a reminder of the blinders that we get when we are filled with certainty and self-righteousness. But we shouldn't throw out Thanksgiving and its promise and its hope and its example just because generations failed. It's true, generations failed. But for a moment, for a couple of days, there was a time when two peoples of two different ethnicities and backgrounds and faiths manage to cooperate together and go beyond cooperation, manage to tolerate each other and go beyond tolerance, to really celebrating. It's one of the images and models and dreams that Unitarian Universalists have. The idea that we don't have to think alike in order to love alike. That we don't have to have the same God, the same politics, the same religion, the same traditions. That we can come together in communities of diversity united by our humanity. At one point, Unitarian Universalism meant the unity of God. I would submit to you that today it is not about the theology, but it is about the hope and the dream and the only occasional reality that there is a unity of humanity, and that we can make those moments and we can sustain those moments and make them last longer than a dinner, than a 3-day celebration, that we can one day at a time make our world work so that our arms, the embraces of our arms and our hearts, are wide enough and great enough to encompass a much greater diversity than the people at that first Thanksgiving ever dreamed of. You know, if they lost it, and there were only really two ethnic groups and two religions there, think how much more the challenge is for all of us today. Think of all of the moving parts that we have in our society. Native Americans and white people from England and people of every race, religion, ethnicity. We are creating religions almost every day in Southern California. Our ancestors, our American, Native American, and Pilgrim ancestors never dreamed that they would have to deal, would get to deal, would have the opportunity to deal with a spectrum of religions, political views, theologies, and ethnicities that we have in this country. With all of the moving parts, with all of the arguments that people have over immigration, with all of the us and thems, with all of the xenophobia that seems to be natural to the human condition, you know something? We do a not terrible job in America of bringing people together. We are not absolute in our cultural relativism. We don't say that you can be married to 4 different people at once. We insist that you do it serially as God meant it to be. We do not recognize honor killing as something that is just culturally relative, and if that's your tradition, go ahead and do it. We try not to leave our elderly out on an ice floe. Don't make me do the follow-up to that, and that would be political. There are those who would leave the elderly out on an ice floe, but global warming will take care of that. There will be no more ice floes. So at least that problem will be solved. But we do a pretty good job with our languages. Not a perfect job and not a great job, and we got a long way to go even to get back to that 3-day celebration. But the genius and the hope of America is really encapsulated in that first Thanksgiving. Those pilgrims wanted freedom. They wanted freedom for themselves. More importantly, like the Israelites in the Exodus, they wanted it for their children and their children's children. They were willing to give up relative safety in order for the opportunity of personal freedom. They were willing to give up the flesh pots of Egypt, the flesh pots of England, and to go across a very forbidding sea and end up in New England. That wasn't their dream. New England turned out not to be Eden, particularly in the winter, and many died. Weakened by hunger and disease, many died. And when, with the help of the Indians, the Native Americans, they learned to hunt the turkey, they learned to fish the waters, they learned to plant the corn, and had that first celebration together. They celebrated the bounty of the earth. They sang of the remarkable abundance and generosity of nature. Now, that is an act of faith after a New England winter. That is an act of faith and a different understanding of bounty from what we have in this country today. Today, bounty means excess. Back then, it meant enough. And one of the great Thanksgiving questions, and it's one that you don't get answers to, but it's an important question, is what is it in our lives that is so important that we would give up our comforts and go across deserts or oceans for the sake of our children and our children's children? What are the values that we hold that are more important than our simple material comfort? And we all have such values, and this is a good time to look inside and find them and be nourished by the fact that we do have something inside us that is more important to us than our safety and our comfort. That we are tied to a future for this planet, for our children, and even for those who don't have children and grandchildren. We all have children and grandchildren. All of the children are ours, even the ones who cry, especially the ones who cry. Our Thanksgiving reminds us of the rich diversity of this country and of nature. Imperfect America celebrating an imperfect memory of a moment that was just fecund with hope. Look what we are able to do. Chop suey and Thai pizza are as American as apple pie. Salsa outsells ketchup. Our music is a wonderful gumbo of Western European, African, North African, klezmer that creates the jazz that is the soundtrack of our lives. We are enriched by all of the diversity, and there are many times that we aren't even aware of it because we don't think about pizza to Thai pizza to all of the various ways that we have taken in other cultures and put them together into something that is at this moment a snapshot of our society and of what nourishes us. Too often we spend a lot of time beating ourselves up for what we are not and how far we have to go. It's important to recognize how far we have to go. We still have lots of phobias, lots of barriers, lots of prejudices. But it's also important to give ourselves credit for those moments of hope, for those things that we have done well, to give thanks for the bounty that lets us make choices, powerful choices to say yes, powerful choices to bring people into the embrace of our communities, of our hearts, and of our homes. Powerful choices that one of the great changes in my lifetime during my career is the whole understanding of what a mixed marriage is. Once upon a time, they called up Unitarian Universalist clergy people if a Episcopalian and a Lutheran wanted to get married. They didn't know what to do. Oh my God, we must get a Unitarian. That was a mixed marriage. Today, that's not so tough. Mixed marriages across ethnicities in this country is not at all unusual. Across what we call races, a concept that I don't believe in, more and more, particularly on the coast, but increasingly in the center of the country. We are getting better at so many things. It's important to measure the distance we have come as well as looking back at that first Thanksgiving, understand the distance that we have to go in the future. We have many miles before we sleep, and we have an inspiration of a moment in the past, a promise that was made, and a promise that was broken but can still be kept by us. As we take steps to open our hearts, as we take steps to recognize the person whom we think because of religion or race or ethnicity is the stranger, there are people and others from whom we can learn. We can learn from their breads, we can learn from their songs, we can learn from how they treat and love each other. Thanksgiving gives thanks to the source of life, to the fecundity of all that grows in the earth, but also for the opportunity of broadening our horizons and opening up our minds and our hearts to the other, and to recognize in that which we see as the other our ultimate selves, and to know that there is no other in humanity. There is one earth, there is one humanity, and we share it, and we are enriched by our diversity. What a dull world if there were only one bread. What a dull world if there were only one idea. What a dull world if there were only one people. One humanity, yes, that is my dream. But with plenty of diversity and of spice and nuts and cranberries and cornbread and rye and dill and matzah and pita to enrich and nourish us all as we celebrate the common need that we human beings have for bread, for love, and for respect.